I'm reading a business book. I'm reading a business book that starts with the phrase by Stephen Covey, begin with the end in mind. So I suppose the first thing that comes into my mind is, what is my end? And that takes me to a question which I would put in this way. What is my higher purpose? That's my end. My higher purpose is my end. And that's where I must begin. And just to tell you a small story from during the week, I've been working hard at putting together a new business plan. And that's where I began. I began with the higher purpose of the business, the end in mind. So it's quite gratifying to be reminded of Stephen Covey's phrase, which I've heard of many times. And the book I'm reading starts as follows. The very first sentence on the very first page. Most small business owners, and I suppose the truth, I am a small business owner. Most small business owners are not thinking of moving their business from survival through success to significance. In other words, they're not thinking of moving on from survival to success and then from success to significance. Most are too busy spinning their wheels. So that's it. There's a good introductory phrase to the issue, to a conversation I'm about to have with some other people about where is my business. So am I too busy surviving and to create success? Am I too much in success to be into significance? Or am I into significance? I know where I stand at this stage in my life. In my head and in my mind and in my mentality, I'm into significance. The only thing I care about is significance and meaning and how to make it and share it and how to help other people to survive and be successful. And that's all I'm interested in doing with the rest of my life. I'm not interested in spinning wheels in order to stand still. No, I'm very clear about that. This is chapter 2 of this audio book, and it's just that I've stumbled across the names of two Irishmen, John Heenan, H-E-N-N-A-N, and Mort Murphy. Now, I don't know who these people are, that's why I'm putting them into a separate chapter. And the author of this particular book says that these two Irishmen got him thinking. When they developed a 9-stage model of business development. So these two Irishmen have actually influenced the author of this book. Well, that I find quite interesting, because the author of this book is American, and I don't, at least I think he's American. This is chapter 3 of this audio book, and it goes on to the question about how you would measure the success of a privately owned business. And this author says that the only sensible way to measure it is to describe how the business is affecting the owner. So a small privately owned business, you measure its success by the lifestyle and how it's affecting the owner of the business. This reminds me of my father. My father owned a business. It was a small family business in Limerick in the main street. It was a bookshop, a single bookshop out of which he sold books and rosary beads and Christmas cards and lots of other things. Had some staff, but it wasn't a very big business by any standard at all. The point about it is that he played golf every Thursday afternoon, as long as I could remember. And I always thought that the purpose of actually owning your own business, apart from delivering a superlative service to customers, but the benefit you got as a business owner was that you got the ability to take a half day on a Thursday and go and play golf. And that has always influenced me when I've looked at people who are working away terribly hard, building very, very impressive businesses, but I see them not taking Wednesday or Thursday afternoon off to play golf. And I think to myself, well, something's wrong. Chapter 4 of this book is a bit of advice, and it's very, very simple. It says, get through the startup phase of the business quickly. Get through it as quickly as possible. It isn't something you want to drag out. It is a great stage. It should be relished, but get on with it. And that really is very important to me now, since I've actually spent a lot of time recently in this stage of my business. Now, here's a bit of wisdom that I love. And it says that the number one indicator of success in early stage business, that's the stage I'm at, is simply speed of execution. Right? And I love that. Speed of execution. That means we have to get our new business onto the market really, really quickly so that we can be trading, I reckon. Now, the next chapter, which must be about chapter 5 of this audiobook, is about the stage 2 in the life of a business. And it is actually all about survival. So stage 2 is about survival, and you should quickly get into the mode of the struggling to survive so that you can get out of it as quickly as possible. But he also described it as the most innovative stage of a business. Here's a phrase, a great phrase I love in this book. It says, we burn a lot of fuel on takeoff. So takeoff stage of a business. Desperately trying to survive at this stage and get off the ground. You burn a lot of fuel. Sales don't come as fast as you projected. Expenses are mounting. Basically, in the first 6 months or so, the thing is, oh my God, I didn't expect this to be really this tough. Well, I do actually expect our business to have a tough time. It's not going to be easy to get clients to part with their money, because money is in short supply and isn't easily borrowed in Ireland at the moment, and like not easily borrowed anywhere anymore, and the competition is fierce. So I don't think it's going to be easy. That is one of the advantages I have. I do actually expect it will be hard. Now, I have to give a separate chapter. I think this might be chapter 6 in this audiobook to this point, because it's absolutely amazing point, I think. And he says that basically the worst thing that can happen to you in phase 2 of surviving, the worst habit you can get into, is making money. So basically says that at the second stage when you're surviving, as soon as you start making money, you've really got a major problem, because it's building a habit. And you actually start thinking, I suppose, at that stage, that the purpose of your business is to make money. It's leading you down a very bad path, developing a business habit that is killing your business, making money. But there, I love these things that really challenge you to think about things seriously. And we get on to the very next phase now, which will be stage 3 of the business model. But I think I've got a lot of value out of this book already. Yeah, getting to subsistence, that's a great phrase, isn't it? Getting to the point where you're able to pay all your bills, including your personal ones, not just surviving and making getting some money in order to keep the cash flow topped up, but basically being able to pay all your bills. Now, that would be some incredible achievement. That would be called subsistence. It looks wonderful after you're through survival, but frankly, it ain't gonna be. It ain't gonna have me being able to pay much of my golf for next year. So I want to get beyond subsistence. And this guy says, you really shouldn't be satisfied by subsistence. The thing this guy says about subsistence is that you get this emotional stage in which you say, wow, I've made it, I've survived. But you actually have to keep working like mad in order to keep the money coming in order to have subsistence. So it could be awfully easy to stop and say, well, look, what else do I want in life other than being able to pay all my bills? And here's the rub. That when you're in this state of mind and you've got enough to kind of break even, you're scared shitless that it's going to stop coming in and you cannot relax. You're critically focused on producing whatever it is that brings the money in, and it's absolutely critical. You're afraid of losing a customer. You have survived, you've got into it, but there ain't no relaxing, is there, when you're just in stage 3. Something has to happen to get you beyond stage 3, out of subsistence, so that you can relax a bit. Because how creative are you when you're really, really relaxing? I'm going outside the book now and I'm thinking, when I'm terrified and afraid of something, am I actually able to produce my best work? I certainly am not. It's only when I'm able to say no to a client, when I'm able to say no to a client's best idea and say I don't agree and to say that isn't the way I think we should do it, when I'm able to enter into robust arguments with my business partner and able to decide, look, I've had enough, I'm going off for a week's holidays, I need to recharge or climb a mountain or something. I have to be able to get out of this business, don't I, if I'm going to have why I really started off in the first place. Oh, this is a new chapter in my thinking, because this is a great stage now. Because the guy's gone on to saying, okay, you've got into a stage of some stability. You've actually got more money coming in than is going out, so you regularly have money piling up in the bank, and the question is, what are you going to do about it? The problem is, you've been thinking all along about cash flow and money. And the business has taught you, as he says, that making money should be your primary focus. So what you've been doing is on focusing on the money, profits and all that kind of thing. But the question is, what are you going to do with these profits? What are you going to do? What are you going to consume? That's one thing. And I think actually there's more coming down the road, you see. You're into a treadmill, you're spending money, your lifestyle has gone up and all that. But the problem is, are you really happy? Why did you start this business in the first place? It basically comes back to me more and more. Why does this business exist, you see? You could actually settle down into a nice lifestyle in which you're above the minimum to survive, but you have to keep your eye on everything all the time. I still don't think you're getting to the stage of relaxation. Tyranny of the urgent overwhelms the priority of the important, and you are another victim. So somehow or other you have to get off this treadmill, and I think, and I'm going to finish the audio boo in a second now. The rest of this business model is about how you can get off the tyranny of your business and you can get to be a normal life. Because after all, you're running this business and you could have a relatively, you could have a different way of life, working for somebody else, going in every morning, somebody presents you something or a system presents you with something and you're in trade. You do that, you go home in the evening, somebody else owns the business and you don't have the headache and you simply have money piling up in the bank every month. Why are you running your own business? And that's the question I'm going to leave myself with and you with. What is your real higher purpose?